Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ash Hampton.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you come on board, man. It's I want to get a little update from you on what your situation was with Trenton Schools. We'll talk about that, but we've got a ton of things to cover today, so we'll get to that. And what we do on The Drift is talk about the news that we put on The Daily Drift, and if you're not going there, you should. It's www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. So make sure you're going there. Put that information up. It's not what you'll find in the mainstream media, but it's stuff you should know, retreat, share, and repost, and get it out there. So it's important stuff. Let's take care of our sponsor, Wellbridge, the Wellbridge Group. If you're looking for a bridge to recovery and wellness, Wellbridge has several offices to help you with post-acute rehabilitation, nursing care, innovative concepts and authentic hospitality, and a commitment to wellness. That's a great place. You can reach them at the newest location in Pinckney, 734-954-6700. That's 734-954-6700. Brand new facility. It's great. But they've got one in Romeo, Rochester Hills, Novi, Pinckney, Fenton, and Brighton. So check them out. Go out and see them if you're thinking about doing those surgery. And as you get up into our age, sometimes those hips and knees need to be replaced. You need to make sure you plan in advance for your recovery on that. So the Wellbridge is an epic experience. Make sure you check them out. So, Ash, I was glad to be able to get hold of you and have you come in. Now, you were on with us, I don't know, a month or so ago, maybe
about
6 weeks maybe. And your son had been one of the kids that walked into a classroom and the teacher had anti-Trump propaganda in an art class, let alone up on the wall. Have you seen any answers from the school district?
None. Unfortunately, I talked with the superintendent, and he said he won't give me a copy of the memorandum he put out to the faculty of the schools.
So he did. He's saying he did, anyways.
He's saying he did, but I asked him for a copy of it, and he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Absolutely not. I don't have to answer to you. You're not one of my staff. So, okay. You know, that's kind of where it died.
Obviously, he's never heard of FOIA, which is the option you'll be able to use. Well, shame on you, Mr. Superintendent. What's his name?
Rodney Wickham, I believe his
name
is.
Rodney Wickham at Trenton Schools. So I would suggest to anybody who's in Trenton Schools, you have a superintendent and some staff members who are anti-Trumpers pushing their agenda on kids, which is just wrong. If you're going to bring it up in a politics class and go with both sides, I'm fine with it. But certainly leaving anti-Trump propaganda in
and
the classroom
is sad. This is what's happening. It's happening all over our country. And you see article after article and news story after news story where these anti-Trump or very, very liberal indoctrinated teachers are indoctrinating our children. And it's not going to stop until we stand up and fight. Yeah. So while the school has went, cold and dark and won't talk to me about the subject anymore, I'm definitely not done. And I'm still getting support from the community. Just yesterday, I was walking down the street and, hey, I recognize your voice. And, from the videos that I had put out there and from the radio show. And so we definitely have a sense of the community is overwhelmingly supporting what's going on. And we're going to keep fighting until we can change it.
Yeah. So I'm going to reach out. If your kids go to Trenton Schools and you are of the type of person who doesn't believe teachers should be indoctrinating your kids, send an email or make the phone call to the Trenton Public Schools, either the board members or the superintendent, probably the best way to bring pressure. And get on Facebook, of course, and push that around, because Mr. Rodney, whatever your Wickham, what your name is, shame on you, sir. That information is public information. You are paid by our tax dollars. Anything you do in that school is available to the public. And shame on you for being an un-American SOB, frankly, in my book. If you did indeed put a memorandum out to all the – which I think was the right move – don't just talk to the teacher. Put it out across the board to the entire district. Keep your personal opinions on politics out of the classroom.
And that's all I was asking. It wasn't like I was ever asking for the teacher to be fired or anything like that. I'm simply asking that you give my son a quality education and you expand his mind. You don't indoctrinate it.
Right.
And I don't think that's too much to ask from our public school system.
Well, and the proof is in the pudding, because these safe space weenie kids that we now have nowadays as adults are the result of having teachers brainwashing kids.
Ill-equipped to deal with adversities in society.
Yep. And so if you missed the Drift Live here, you can catch it later on tonight and tomorrow night at rednationrising.us. You can also find it on Spreaker, SoundCloud, and, of course, it's always archived at thedailydrift.com. But I want people, you know, call in today. We've got a lot of subjects we're going to cover. And the first thing we're going to hit is the terror attacks, right? Now, we had another one just last night in France, which is a follow-up to the Westminster Bridge Parliament attack, right, this week. And here was, in this case, not a refugee, mind you, but a person who kind of became brainwashed into Islam, radical Islamism.
This is exactly what ISIS wanted. They told him to stay home. They said, don't come to Syria for training. Stay home. You're more effective at home. And with the propaganda and the things they're putting on the internet, you know, they're able to brainwash these folks into thinking that, you know, 72 virgins and praise Allah and let's go kill some people because they're infidels. And they're, you know, unfortunately, the Quran says not to befriend an infidel. It says things like, you know, cut off their heads and boil their bellies. And I mean, this is supposed to be a religion of peace. When are we going to learn?
Yeah.
This is happening all over the globe. When are we going to learn that they are not our friends and they are not peaceful?
Right. And people should be, this is why, you know, I'm shocked, but I don't understand when people promote this Hawaiian judge who tried to uphold Trump's new second. All Trump is trying to do is vet people more closely and eliminate those people who might be doing us harm. I'm not saying everybody's a radical Islamic terrorist, but you know what? If you don't know, why would you let them in? So all he's doing is trying to strengthen our ability to keep these people out.
And that's just it. And these judges, you know, they're the things that they're coming up with. You know, last I checked, Hawaii doesn't have a large population of Muslims. So where does he even come off making a judgment like that? He doesn't have the problem. Come here to Michigan. Come to Dearborn. Now, I'm not saying that Muslims are bad people. I know plenty of them that are great people. So that's not the issue. The issue is there is this very extreme element in the religious faith, and it needs to be dealt with. Yeah. And we need to protect ourselves here at home before anywhere else. What really bothered me about that judge, though, was that he essentially said that our Constitution gives the same rights and freedoms to people abroad as citizens of this country. Mm-hmm. And that's preposterous.
Yeah, it's,
we're not, this is this idea of this global citizenship. And that's not what we're a part of. In the UK, you know, they were smart with the Brexit, and they're getting out of the European Union. But that is the model that basically, I feel the Democrats and the people in this country want to move towards, that we are an all-inclusive, all-open country, and then we're not a country at all, are we?
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, one of my favorite guys is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and he was on Hannity the other night, and he was talking about this terror attack. Derek, you got track one ready? Let's listen to Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Your reaction to this attack and, you know, add the importance now of extreme vetting and border security.
Unfortunately, Sean, this is just one more tragic piece of evidence of how very real the threat is to America and to her allies. You just went through the list. How many more of these do we need to see? How many people need to die before it is understood that what we are trying to do in the Trump administration is to stop events like this happening on U.S. soil? This should be a surprise to nobody. ISIS in their publications, Al-Qaeda in their English language, jihadi texts have said this is what you do. You don't need some grand army. You don't need weapons of mass destruction. You steal a truck. You steal an SUV. And look at what they happened afterwards. You get out. This, do you remember the decapitation of the British servicemen in Woolwich? This is the same scenario. Back then, two jihadis got in a vehicle, ran down Lee Rigby, and then decapitated him on the streets of London. The knife intifada in Israel is from the same textbook. The war is real, and that's why executive orders like President Trump's travel moratorium are so important.
I have been saying to people, this is now a very simple choice, and the left in this country has made a decision. And their decision is they don't want to inconvenience those people that want the privilege of coming into this country, and that they are willing to gamble with the lives of Americans. I don't say this lightly. if we don't vet because of their opposition, if we don't build a wall because of their opposition, and people cross that border, enter this country without any vetting, and Americans are killed, I argue they have blood on their hands. When will we protect the American people and make that our top priority?
All right. And again this week, we also had the rape of the 14-year-old girl in Rockville, Maryland, right? And 14 years old, there was an illegal immigrant, two of them, one from, I think it was Guatemala and El Salvador, 18 and 17 or 18 and 19 years of age. What are they doing in ninth grade with a 14-year-old students?
It's unbelievable, but I mean, you know, we owe it to them, right? Because they're refugees and they've had it worse than us. So we should open up our borders and open up our schools and open up our way of life for them. And listen, you know, I think sometimes, Gary, we do have to have humanity for the way that they've grown up. I've been to some of these countries. I was in Iraq. I'm a combat vet. I've seen firsthand what they're capable of. And I've seen what some of these people have grown up like. Right. So I do have some compassion for some of the things they went through. However, we're not vetting them. We're not making sure that people are coming into this country to be Americans. And Teddy Roosevelt said it best, right? And I think I talked about this the last time I was on. That when you come into this country, you should come into this country to have faith and allegiance, but to one flag. You should come here and assimilate to our way of lives, not try to change our way of life. And unfortunately, one of our greatest freedoms in this country is turning into our greatest downfall, and that's freedom of religion. Because they are using that as a cloak to infiltrate our way of life and impose their will. And because, you know, we're in this time and age where nobody can, you know, talk about another person because nobody can handle somebody else in an opposing view, we're now in this position.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Sad. Right. Yeah, it's a shame. And I feel terrible that these things are happening, but people need to wake up. They really do. You can't continue to keep your head in the sand, to close your eyes and wish it away. Because you know what? There is a big amount of people, large amount of people who don't like Americans, who don't like Westerners, who don't like our way of life, and it's resulting in people dying.
And they're using our laws here in this country to their advantage.
Yes.
And we should be making sure we're not getting them into this country if that's their way of thinking. So it's not that, you know, we should be stopping them altogether, but we should definitely be vetting them and making sure that they're coming here with the right intentions.
Right.
If we're going to give them access to our laws and our way of life, we need to make sure that they're coming here to do the best and be the best that they can be.
Yep. So wake up, people. Derek, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a phone call from Jimmy from Manchester. So Jimmy, hang on, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Michael Vincent and the Vincent Law Firm are the experienced attorneys you want on your legal team in any court case. Michael Vincent is a retired police officer and adjunct professor of law. You don't want to go to court without the Vincent Law Firm. The Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970. Here's the First Amendment of the Constitution, courtesy of the Vincent Law Firm. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Thank you, forefathers, for that amendment and the Bill of Rights, and thank you, Vincent Law Firm, for supporting that document. Michael Vincent and the Vincent Law Firm, located at 302 North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Contact the Vincent Law Firm at 734-487-4970. That's 734-487-4970. Or visit the Vincent Law Firm on the web at vincentlegalservices.com.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Ember, president of Ember Wealth Advisors. People have lots of questions today about retirement, and they want answers.
How can my money grow yet stay safe?
What will happen to me if the market goes south again or takes a third drop?
Will Social Security be around when I need it? And will I have enough money to last my life and enjoy my retirement years?
The days of traditional retirement and company pensions are over. Now, your financial destiny is in your own hands. At Ember Wealth Advisors, we specialize in helping our clients create sound retirement income strategies. strategies, and we'd love to do the same for you. We'll show you how to have a retirement that will turn a potential nightmare into a retirement dream that you deserve to live. For your no-strings-attached complimentary retirement consultation and portfolio review, give us a call, 734-769-1719. Call us today at 734-769-1719.
These comments are of a general nature and are not designed to address the specific needs of any individual listener. Investment advisory services are provided through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Fireline sells guns fast and furious, but we're also a range and training center. Not only is our selection of firearms and equipment bigger, our everyday prices are always lower than those big box stores. Our sales staff is trained to sell and equip you with everything you need. Our ongoing firearms education has something for every level of gun owner, including four levels for beginners and three advanced classes.
Beginners will enjoy the first-time shooters class as well as the fundamental firearm safety and CPL classes. For advanced shooters, they offer a drawing and shooting class, tactical handgun, and tactical carbine classes. Firing Line Indoor Range and Gun Shop is located at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland.
I'm Don Haig, one of the owners of Firing Line Indoor Range and Gun Shop. We're retired police officers and law enforcement specialists. We know guns and can help you safely and effectively exercise your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And then have fun doing it. Come visit us at Firing Line today or visit FiringLineGuns.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch The Drift. Joining me in studio, Ash Hampton. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you along. And let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for something to do tonight, go to Burroughs Roadhouse, located out in West Brighton. You can get them on the phone at 810-227-6000. Tonight they've got comedy. Vince Carone tonight is the comedian. So call in advance because they do sell out all the time. But it's a great place, great atmosphere. And they also have Mike Stefaniak, I think, playing some music out there tonight as well. So 810-227-6000. Burroughs has a great menu. They got great drinks, and it's just wonderful atmosphere. I can't emphasize it enough. So get your butt out to Burroughs if you got looking for something to do tonight. 810-227-6000. Tell them you heard it on The Drift Radio. Okay, so I wanted to move on to one of the other big news stories this week was the fail of Ryan Kerr. And Jimmy wants to talk about that. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, obviously not as well as your dogs, but do you want to call? Do you want to call me back, Jimmy, or can you handle those dogs?
No, I just go in a different room. How about that?
That works.
Anyway, there's somebody coming up to the door. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that Trump, I think, what he's doing is he has put out this bill that nobody really wanted. And he did it on purpose to make these legislators look bad in the end. Because, Trump didn't win. He couldn't push this through. Well, it was a bad bill. He is trying to get us, the people, call these legislators and say, don't pass that. Trump's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. This is bad. He wants to open this discussion, and that is where we're at here. That's why this is so important, because Trump can't do this alone. He needs us. He needs our help. If we're going to make America great again, it takes all of us, you, me, everybody.
Right, and I guess, Jimmy, I've kind of got some really mixed feelings about this bill. I mean, part of me wants to say, it was a step, and I think the big problem with this three-phase, because we've had Congressman Tim on and explain it, and we've heard the stories about reconciliation, which I really don't believe, and I think it comes down to a matter of trust, and that's where the Freedom Caucus was against it, and a lot of other Republicans were against it, was because they don't trust Paul Ryan. I don't trust Paul Ryan.
You know? I don't trust any of them anymore, to be very honest with you. Well, there's not one I trust. I trust Trump. I really do.
Yeah.
I think he's the best thing for the American people, but I don't trust any of them anymore. I could do away with all of them.
Yeah, it just seems very odd to me the way this whole thing went down. Again, the Republicans are terrible with the perspective they put out there. People look at it. It's just bad optically, the way they handle this. And I'm reaching the point where I think Paul Ryan is not working for the best interests of the American people and the Republican Party, as we know it. Maybe the establishment Republican Party, that's what he's working on. But for those of us who are conservative, truly conservative from a fiscal standpoint, I don't think Paul Ryan's there.
No, I think we need to drain the swamp, and I think he's right in there with it. And I think when we talk about draining the swamp, it's not just Democrats. It's Democrats and Republicans. Get rid of the dynasties. Get rid of the establishment and start over. Get representatives that represent us. When did representatives become our leaders? When did they get to tell us what to do? We put them there to have Congress hear our demands.
Yep.
And it's completely reversed in today's demographic, and it needs to change.
Yeah.
And you know, I disagree a little bit with you. I don't think Trump did that on purpose. I think that it's very simple. I think the idea is for 7 years, the Republicans have complained and cried about this bill and voted some 22 times to get rid of the bill. And I think that Trump campaigned smartly going, we're going to get rid of it. But in 7 years, you would have expected the Republicans to have an answer to Obamacare, to have an answer to the flags they were raising. And they had nothing. Yeah. They had nothing because they never wanted it gone. And let's be honest, Congress isn't confined by Obamacare. They don't have to get their health care through the exchanges like we do.
Right.
So, you know, what interest do they really honestly have in fixing the problem? None.
Yeah. Yeah. It's odd, well, Jimmy.
They have every interest in keep continuing it because most of them are taking money from the big donors, and the big donors are people like in Michigan, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they like their monopoly. They like what's going on. They don't want 1,700 other companies coming in here and competing with them, because that's going to hurt them. And our politicians in Lansing, our politicians in Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. And I think that is what Trump has really tried to point out with this, is that it's the establishment that we're after here.
Yeah.
And I really do. I honestly believe that Trump set Ryan up. He set Paul Ryan up.
Well, I will say this, Jimmy. It's interesting because Paul Ryan looked so bad on this, there is the possibility, you're already starting to hear it, of people saying we're going to get rid of Ryan as Speaker. Now, I'd like to put my tinfoil hat on and join you in this conspiracy, and I would love to – I wish that were the case. I don't know that it is either. I'm not sure that I can throw my weight behind a conspiracy like that. I would love to see that Trump was smart enough to try and do that, to get rid of Ryan, have him fail at this bill. But I just don't know if it's there. One person that I do trust, though, is Louis Gohmert. Derek, you got track two ready? This is Louis Gohmert, and it's kind of a long one, so listen to it. But I trust he's one of the guys that I think are good guys in Washington. Go ahead and play that.
It isn't going to work. We're told that the prices will probably go up 75% or so, but maybe in the third year they may come down 10%. We're told we should be thrilled that we're going to give so much more power to the federal government, to Health and Human Services under our bill, and they don't have an answer for what about when it's a Democrat in charge and not a Republican. And then we were told it's based on a false premise. They lied to the president. They misrepresented to us. We were told for weeks now that we have to thread the needle because we can't know what the parliamentarian in the Senate's going to do until we actually pass the bill. Mike Lee went to the parliamentarian this week. The parliamentarian said, sure, nobody's asked me. I'll tell you what I think. But the parliamentarian doesn't even get to rule. It's either Mike Pence or Mitch McConnell or whoever McConnell appoints, and they will make the decision. And the thing is, it does survive the Byrd rule. It does affect the budget in a major way. And our people are hurting, and it's just hard to believe that after all this time, our answer is more government in the short term, but eventually it goes away. Just trust us, and we are going to spend more federal money, but eventually it'll be better. It's not what any of us promised we would do, and it's built on a false premises.
Okay, so I trust him. It's not what we promised, right? That's not what Trump promised. It's not what anybody promised. And so I was kind of weird the way Trump was on board with it, but he did qualify his statement by saying, let's get it negotiated. And he worked hard to get something negotiated. But according to Louis Gohmert, according to the Freedom Caucus, a lot of these things were based on lies. And that's what makes me think, you know what, maybe Jimmy's got a point. Maybe this was designed to show Paul Ryan's hand as a liar and not fit to be Speaker.
That's exactly what they all are, though. I mean, let's be honest. Yes. We've learned anything, it's that Washington cannot and will not ever fix our real problems.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jimmy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Now, Spadagna.
Take care. And Gary from Hazel Park will get you on the other side of the break. Talk to you in a minute.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Republicans talking about what's next after the bill to replace Obamacare goes down in defeat. President Trump tweeting this morning that Obamacare will explode, expecting
continued reports of dwindling exchanges and rising health care costs all across the country. The belief here at the White House is that will force Democrats to come to the table about reform, and they eventually will have to say, listen, we have to do something to save the Affordable Care Act. That's the president's belief.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Two people remain in custody in the London terror attacks carried out by Khalid Massoud.
4 days on, they're still trying to form a picture of his motivations and acquaintances and what or who triggered a 52-year-old father of three to become a mass murderer.
Sarah Hajgari with Fox Sister Network Sky News. Fox News, we report. You decide.
It's 2017. If you're thinking about investing in your house, now is the time. Check out woodrehab.com or call 248-506-6175. Use this year's tax refund to spruce up your house. And what better way than upgrading your tired kitchen cabinets? Wood Rehab can give your kitchen cabinets a new look at a great price. Don't replace them. You can paint or refinish without emptying your cabinets in this very non-intrusive process, which averages 7 days from start to finish. Call 248-506-6175. Ask for Dave. WoodRehab.com will give you 10% off if you mention this ad. 2017 is a great year. Get it started with a brand new kitchen. Call 248-506-6175. Or go to the web at woodrehab.com and get your kitchen renovation started today.
The highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction for 2015 and again in 2016 is LS Tractor, both awarded by EDA. This is Mark at Ashelman Equipment. We have a full line of LS four-wheel drive diesel tractor loaders ready to go. Forks, blades, tillers, plows, and mowers in stock, ready for all your projects. Subcompact to large farm, opener cab with heat and AC. Hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Attachments are changed with just a pull of a lever. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I'm a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Let's take care of a little business. If you have not cleaned your air ducts in your home, those furnaces are pushing around a whole lot of really dirty air and dust and dog dander and human dander and all kinds of stuff. Call 1-877-DALTONS, D-A-L-T-O-N-S. That's 1-877-325-8667. Get it done. They've got state-of-the-art equipment. They've got NADCA certified experienced staff. You can do commercial. You can do residential. They're licensed and insured. And there's a $25 antimicrobial treatment coupon in the current. And if you don't get the current, you can go online, currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com, and print it off, and they'll accept that as well. Or just tell them you heard it here on the Drift Radio. But Dalton's Environmental Cleaning. You can also go online and check them out, daltonenvironmentalcleaning.com. That's 1-877-325-8667. Take care of your home atmosphere by getting your ducts cleaned. Okay, so let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park, who's been waiting patiently. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Gary, and thank you for your service, and good on your guest there for taking on the teacher who was spouting their anti-Trump stuff.
Yeah. Ash Hampton's with us, and he's one of the good guys. He's working hard to keep all our kids safe, and we all have to do that, hold those teachers accountable.
Thank you for the kind words, Gary.
And that brings me to my subject. There's an intentional misinformation and disinformation going on in the schools to keep all our citizens ignorant of what a republic is, a representative republic is. And the fact that we even have the government in our healthcare system at all is deplorable, because we're all supposed to be free men walking free amongst our fellow citizens without the government dictating to us pretty much anything. If, as long as we pay our taxes and stay on the right side of the law, we should not have to deal with any government agency whatsoever if we choose not to. We are supposed to be free. And people today, the kids, the snowflakes they call them, they don't understand what it is to be free, because they haven't had the education or the experiences in the distant past, of course, which you have to read about in history to understand we are not slaves to the nation. The government works for us. They are supposed to do our bidding, like your guest said just a few minutes ago. And the fact that we're so far gone as a nation is really bad on us, that we allowed this to happen over the last century.
Yeah, well, we're at fault, because we're the ones that allow Dingles to run for office for 80 years, right? We're the ones that allowed the Clintons to run roughshod through our government for decades, and the Bushes, and other politicians, right?
It's by design, though. I mean, this is completely by design. Read what Karl Marx wrote about. This is all by design. You cannot impose communism, or as we know it now today, as progressivism, because it is the same, and I would argue always that it's, you know, the same. Is that you must dumb down the population while segregating them. And we are segregated in every type of group there is. And I've talked about this a lot. You know, we're gender and gender identity and rich and poor and white and black and red, blue, yellow, green. We are divided as much as we possibly could be. And this is all by design. Yes. Dumb down the population, divide us up, and then none of us know what we truly want. And then all of a sudden they can start imposing real will. And that's what they're doing. And the healthcare is just one step. You no longer have privacy once they're in your healthcare.
Yeah, it's divided and conquer strategy, and that's what they're doing. Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, if they go at you financially, they go at you spiritually, and they go at you morally, then they have you. Because they can introduce anything they want over you, and you will have no defenses against it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This is why this last election was so important to us. The Second Amendment was truly on the line, and people don't really think how close it really was. But let's put a scenario into play here where Hillary Clinton won the White House, and she was the one appointing Supreme Court judges. And next thing you know, our whole Second Amendment is rethought of, and we no longer have the power to carry a weapon. That is our last defense against our own government, and that was the founders' design. We have to be able to protect ourselves, and that's how close we were to really losing true freedom in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think that event of the election was as par as, let's say, the moon landing or the attack on Pearl Harbor. It was a significant event, and it will change the course of history.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is what, Gary, one of the things that we cannot allow. And this is where, as you were talking, Trump is setting us up to the point where we have to help him. Now is not the time to sit back and say President Trump's going to handle it. We're the ones that have to call our individual congressmen and say, listen, that bill that Ryan Care put out, that Ryan Care bill, was garbage. Why aren't you working on Mitch McConnell put the pressure on the Senate to go nuclear and pass the bill that needs to be passed, not some Band-Aid, not some piece of garbage that he was throwing on us. Because that's what it was. It was Ryan Care. And when so many people didn't like it on the Republican side, there's an issue with it.
And you know what? Let's be very, very honest here. If you were going to put a Band-Aid on it, it needed to be, this bill should have been presented as a Band-Aid. We talked about this a little bit during the break. If you're going to have a bill like this, the best thing you could have done is put an end date to it. It expires 2020. Now you're forcing the Republicans to get with Trump and to get a real bill together, but Americans are suffering. People like me have chosen not to have health insurance because it costs more than my mortgage. That's not fair to me. Somebody who works really hard and works 50, 60 hours a week should be able to have health care that's affordable, and it's not. So we need real relief for Americans now. That's where this bill could have came in. It could have been simply a Band-Aid because we realize that it's going to be a lot more to get rid of Obamacare, and it's going to take some time. But we need to give you relief now. So put an expiration date to this bill. While I'm not a big fan of the bill, I think that I would have been far more inclined to say thumbs up to this is just simple fix for now because it's going to take a lot more to get done. And that's what we want from our government is to start working and work together, and they're not doing that either.
Yeah. Well, great. Go ahead, Garrett.
One last thing. It seems to me, though, that Americans and maybe the West in general are kind of spoiled when it comes to health care because of modern technology. Now, we're all supposed to be generally 90% Christian country, and that means when you die, you go on to a better place. We should not be afraid of death. We shouldn't embrace it or go look for it, but the government is not supposed to keep us alive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a whole other show into itself.
As I said, the government can now choose whether or not you live or die. Let's be very honest.
Right. All right, great comments, Gary. Appreciate the call. Call again. Okay, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, two quick points before I get to what I wanted to call in. One, Ash needs to run for Trenton School Board and make a difference.
Ooh, hey, there you go.
Two,
we'll see what happens.
Debbie Dingell, Jeff Jones running for Congress against Debbie, people need to go to whamradio.com, the community bulletin board, and check out Jeff Jones has a Trump First 100 Days Town Hall Forum / fundraiser tonight that they can attend. So come on out and discuss Trump's First 100 Days and help Jeff Jones run against Debbie Dingell. It's just $15, pizza, sub, pops. We're going to have Patrick Colbeck will be the MC moderator. Jeff Jones will represent the congressional viewpoint. And Dr. Rob Steele will be kind of representing the executive branch.
Great.
Discussing
great.
The first 100 days. But what I called for is I checked out thedailydrift.com, as we all should be doing. And
thanks for the plug,
Joe. I
wanted
to talk to you about the article, the link, Governor's Commission Rejects Voters' Judgment on More Windmills, because if you and I don't discuss it, no one else in the state is going to have a clue about it going on. And this is, again, another thing where the common sense of the voters, we knew we didn't need a gas tax increase. Rhino Rick shoved it down our throats again. Now Rhino Rick, again, with his liberal friends, are shoving more windmills on us, going to raise our electric rates, reduce our electric effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, here's my problem with windmills, Joe. I go up north a couple times a summer, and the last few times I've seen all these giant windmills not turning, right? And it's windy. And I finally found somebody who could give me a straight answer. I said, why are they not? We spent all that money. We built them. They're not turning. What's wrong? Are they broken already? No. He said, they don't have the infrastructure to take the electricity from the windmills and get it to where it needs to be. And I thought to myself, who is the idiot that built a windmill to make electricity, but you have no way of moving that because the lines are substandard?
And this has happened in California, too. I used to, when I was in the military, I was stationed in 29 Palms, California. So the middle of the Mojave Desert, right? And you'd have to go down a hill, and you get down the hill, and all of a sudden you're in Palm Springs. And when you get towards Palm Springs, you've got thousands and thousands of windmills, and half of them wouldn't be turning. And so I asked a guy one day who I was talking to about it, and he said, oh, well, they've reached their quota for the day, so they turn off. How do you turn off free energy if it's supposed to work? They reach their quota. The batteries are full. But it's the same thing. What it is, the battery is full, and they have no way to displace the energy in it, so off it goes.
Yeah. So that's total insanity for me. I mean, if that's the case, stop spending all the money on a giant windmill and start putting smaller solar panels all over the place on top of telephone poles or wherever, and spread the energy out that way instead of sticking it up in the middle of Gaylord where there's not enough people to use the energy.
Right. How about we do this? How about we think of the idea that we do have a responsibility to think of green energy, but what we should be doing is focusing on the energy that we have here that works, make us energy independent. The money we're saving from paying other countries for foreign oil, we put into our research for green energy. And when the technology catches up with the idea, we start implementing it. I think we do need to have some forms of renewable green energy, but it's not there yet. Technology's not there yet. So quit shoving it down our throats and wasting billions and billions and billions of dollars on something that just is not there yet. It's not there.
Yeah. You had something else, Joe?
I think the best form of alternative are tidal generators. You could put them all up and down the Detroit River, around the Great Lakes. U of M has done great work on this. They run on the currents of the waters. They run 24 hours a day. They're always going. They're not killing eagles. They're not hurting the fish. They're producing extra energy, and if we're going to insist on wind and solar, what we could be doing instead of these ugly big windmills out in the middle of nowhere killing off eagles, we could be putting barrel drum mills along the freeways along with solar panels, collecting sun and wind, and just even the wind from the cars as they go by would drive the solar the wind drums and generate power along our freeways instead of these big open fields where it's just a waste.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's thinking. I never thought about that, Joe. See?
You give your passengers something to look at while you're driving down the expressway, right?
We have the smartest listeners ever. All right, great call, Joe. I appreciate it.
Take care, my friend.
You too. Let's take a call from Dave in Whitmore Lake. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I really appreciate your show. And once I get my cold fusion technology down pat, you won't have to worry about any of that solar or wind power stuff, okay?
There you go. Yeah, eventually somebody's going to come up.
I'm not a real bright guy, but I just wanted to ask you a question about the healthcare stuff.
Okay.
So, because I've had VA benefits for a while, but if you just repealed Obamacare, wouldn't that just go back to the insurance companies?
You know, here's my thought, right?
Why is the government even involved in it? And the thing is, as greedy as those insurance companies are, I think if you repealed it and said, hey, you're all on your own, they'd be sending out flyers and signing people left and right, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right, because here's the other thing. A lot of young people can't afford these high-priced golden Cadillac, you know, that young people don't get sick. What they need is a catastrophic plan, right? Some plan that's going to cover them if they get hit by a car, if they got cancer, they break a leg, they're in an accident, whatever. That's what young people need. And it's got to be cheap enough that they'll actually pay it and buy it, right? And then older adults and people in the mid in between, you have to have more plans. And Obamacare said no to all those plans. It jammed it in and said real health care requires this, 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 and this. Well, that's too expensive for most people. That's why you dropped yours.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's why I dropped mine. Back to
my question. Do you guys know that if we just repealed Obamacare and just said, hey, you're all on your own, wouldn't it go back to just the free market?
Yes, because all the insurance companies would then have 12 different plans that they would offer to anyone who could afford it. You can only afford $100 a month, here's your plan. If you can only afford $500 a month, here's your plan. Yes, that's exactly right, Dave.
And if you could buy from anybody in the country, the competition would be unbelievable and prices would be low as could be. And when Donald Trump ran and said he was going to repeal Obamacare, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
I think that the problem ends up is the insurance companies themselves are greedy, and they don't want other companies coming into their state and where they control it. And then on the flip side of this, yes, it would go back to normal, right? And free market, and then we'd let the free market dictate. But the problem is perception. Once you allow the government to put their fingers into something, we all know they're going to mess it up because that's what they do. That's what Washington was established for, I swear, is to mess everything up in your life.
That's why we need to get them totally out of everything.
Yeah, but the problem is perception. So now you're going to have the liberal left snowflake crybabies come back at you and say 26 million people are going to lose health care.
There's nothing we can say that'll make them like us.
But let's take it. Well, I agree with that, that who cares, because at the end of the day, we do need to do something. But let's take it away from health care and look at another scenario. Look at what they're doing with the EPA and the idea of cutting this revitalization of the Great Lakes. And, oh, Trump's trying to hurt our economy. No, Trump's simply saying that the state of Michigan and states that are around the Great Lakes that share those borders should be doing their part to conserve the Great Lakes. But everybody's complaining about the massive cut he's making to the Great Lakes. At the end of the day, you have to make cuts. People are going to be hurt because of it. But that's the only way to get government out of your business. Yeah. And when healthcare happens, now you're talking about serious problems, people dying, and the government's already involved. So it's very unlikely that the government's going to become less involved in that process.
And the real fact is this. These 14 or 26 million people would not necessarily lose their insurance because they'd be able to pick it up if you immediately said, hey, let the insurance company offer whatever. But here's the thing. The people that have insurance through Obamacare right now, the deductibles are so high, even if they've been given a subsidy to pay for it, the deductibles are so high, they can't use it.
No.
So they may have insurance coverage, but they have no health care.
And the other thing, you know, to me, this is just like welfare. I would say you give, you know, the government keeps these people on for 3 months or 6 months and says, this is it, we're ending it. By that time, the insurance companies would be sending them something saying, look, we'll sign you up for this, this, and this, because the insurance companies aren't going to be getting their big money from the government anymore. They're going to have to go out and earn it like we do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like with welfare, to me, you know, there's enough jobs around now. The economy is much better. You people 3 months who actually don't need welfare and tell them, look, you're cut off. I guarantee you they'd go find a job. They'd do something to eat and to pay their bills. And because otherwise, if this stuff doesn't happen, what really have we gained other than, you know, with Gorsuch getting in, hopefully, you know, some of the social issues will get changed, which is important to me. But, I mean, to me, we need to keep striving to get government out of every area of our life.
Yeah.
Protection, you know.
Absolutely. Well, great call, Dave. I appreciate it, man. Good points.
Interestingly enough, you know what you didn't hear from the Republicans? You didn't hear, let's give health care and all of that stuff back to the state, which is completely a conservative idea and thought process, right? Let the states take care of their poor. Let the states take care of their sick. They have a more intimate relationship with their constituents than the federal government could ever have. But we didn't hear any of that. We didn't hear anything really conservative coming out of our conservative base in Washington.
Yeah.
But again, this is goes back to what I've been saying. We need to make the real movement. The words aren't enough. We need to drain the swamp, and we need to turn that into a movement and literally drain it.
Yeah, and it's going to take, you know, the Senate going to the nuclear option is what it should have been, because this whole health care issue could have been fixed, right? You could have given the bill that we really needed and wanted, except you were too scared to go nuclear in the Senate and wait. So that's where we have to stop. It needs to stop right there. Now, let's move on real quick while we still have time. Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
All right. Obstructionist Chuck is now going after Gorsuch, who is the most probably highly qualified guy you get. Is he conservative? Yes. But we're replacing a conservative judge, so he shouldn't be saying anything. But this is what he said. You got track three there, Derek? Go ahead and listen to Obstructionist Chuck.
After careful deliberation, I have concluded that I cannot support Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supreme Court. His nomination will have a cloture vote. He will have to earn 60 votes for confirmation. My vote will be no, and I urge my colleagues to do the same. To my Republican friends who think that if Judge Gorsuch fails to reach 60 votes, we ought to change the rules, I say if this nominee cannot earn 60 votes, a bar met by each of President Obama's nominees and George Bush's last two nominees, the answer isn't to change the rules. It's to change the nominee.
Yeah, well, you know what,
this morning I'd like to lay out the reasons why I'll be voting no on this nomination.
Piece of garbage and hypocrite that he is. You know, this man is pure political scum.
When you think, when you couldn't have been more happy to get rid of Harry Reid, in comes Schumer to wreck your day even more, right?
Chucky the Clown. Gee, this guy is pure political scum. He is using every excuse to keep Trump from being effective as a president.
I like the, he needs 60 votes. Well, we shouldn't be changing the rules. Well, what did you guys do? What did you guys do with all the cabinet nominees for Obama? You changed the rules. You changed it to fit your narrative.
Yeah.
But now, no, that's bad. We can't do that. We shouldn't be doing that.
Well, let's listen to what Lindsey Graham, who you and I normally have nothing good to say about Republican Lindsey Graham.
Nothing at all.
Graham,
this time either. I do, though.
This time, Lindsey Graham happens to be on the right side. Derek, you got track four ready?
It's about time.
Go ahead and play that.
President Trump picked, made a home run selection. Senator Schumer has become, I think, a destructive force for the United States Senate. A long time ago when he filibustered Bush's nominations, this is about the left taking over the Democratic Party. This is why Trump won. This man is as mainstream a judge as you'll ever find on the conservative side. We could not have picked a more qualified nominee as a Republican. Senator Schumer and his friends are trying to set aside the election. I voted for Obama nominees because I think they're qualified. The Democrats changed the rules in 2013 to jam the circuit court with a bunch of Obama nominees, disallowing Republicans to have any input. If they filibuster this man, we will have no other option but to change the rules, because if we don't, that means that President Trump can never make a selection to the Supreme Court, and I will not allow that to happen.
All right, this is what the minority leader says about Judge Gorsuch. He is not a neutral legal mind, but someone with a deep-seated conservative ideology.
All right, that's good, Derek. So Lindsey Graham hit it right on the head.
Oh, absolutely.
He is nothing but a destructive force in Washington. He's doing everything he can to stop the advance and getting things done. Chuck Schumer needs to just go away. And here's the problem, Michigan. You have a chance in 2018 to get rid of Debbie Stabenow as our U.S. Senator, because Debbie is going to also vote no on Gorsuch. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Call Debbie's office and say, you better vote yes or you're done in 2018, lady. That's what people need to do. Start calling Debbie Stabenow right now and say, in 2018, we will ensure that we will actively campaign against you if you vote no on Gorsuch.
I'm personally going to vote for Kid Rock. I know he's going to run in my heart. I feel
yeah.
like he is. So personally, yeah, Kid Rock, if you're listening, you need to put your hat in the ring and run, because I know that you'll beat her hands down easily. Now, let's be really honest about this. The Democrats have no interest in doing anything for America, period. Their sole focus is to try to find what they can and impeach Trump. They want to impede Trump in every way, shape, and form, because they don't believe he's a legitimate president. They know he is, but they don't want you to believe it. They don't want their snowflake base to believe it. So they're going to continue to just keep fighting against Trump.
Yeah.
At all costs. And this is just more of a result of that.
Right.
And they're not thinking of the real implications here. If you have to go the nuclear option to get this passed, you might as well never hold another Supreme Court nominee hearing again.
Yeah.
Because the party in control is going to get the pick they want.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Todd Whitmore Lake, wants to talk about Great Lakes funding. Go ahead, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling or taking my call. Hey, you know, this is homework for all the listeners, just to look into this, about what happened with the Great Lakes funding and why potentially this recipe is going to take those funds out of the federal hands. Take a look at how much money Rick Jennifer Snyder used to, oh, and yes, folks, look up the name of that golf course he rehabbed for $700,000.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes,
so everybody
exactly.
Do your homework, because the money that was given to us wasn't appropriately used. Rick Jennifer Snyder misappropriated those funds.
Yeah. Great point, Todd. Well, that's the end of the show. Thanks, Todd. I'm glad you brought that up. Take care. All right. Until next week, the show's already gone. That's the end of that. Hour just disappears.
Yeah, it went by quick.
Yeah. All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Get the news that you need to know and share it around on Facebook. And get active, folks. 2018 is right around the corner. Get active. Take care.